Bosnian Muslim genocide is a case study for a lot of Indian Sarkari Muslim. Bosnian Muslims before 1990 had completely assimilated into Yugoslav fabric. Hardly anyone went to mosque, no women wore hijab. But when war started, the Serbs didn't spare them and sought revenge of Ottomans. Bosnian Muslim women who had never really worn hijab or had affiliation of Islam were mass raped in concentration camps. Muslim men who had never spoken a word of Arabic and had no clue of Islamic conquest or Ottoman history were starved to death in concentration camps by neighbors. The European countries did not intervene even as Serbs raped and killed Muslims for over a long period of time. In fact, there was an arms embargo on Bosnia. Only Muslim countries supplied and smuggled clandestine weapons, and it allowed Muslims to fight back the genocide perpetrators. The Bosnian Muslims had intermarried into other communities like Croats and Serbs and had minimal affiliation with the Muslim world. But when the war started, the same neighbors and European nations turned against Muslims and no one came to their rescue. Only the Muslim felt their pain. The Bosnian War only ended after the Srebrenica massacre took place, where over 7,000 Muslims were butchered by the Serbs. It was President Clinton who finally acted and ordered airstrikes on Serbia to stop Bosnian genocide spill into Kosovo. But the Europeans remained indifferent. Thousands of Bosnian refugees were all over the world. And hundreds of Bosnian Muslim refugees had even sought refuge in Pakistan. Most of them returned to Bosnia after the war ended. Many settled in other countries and are now a strong global voice as the Bosnian Muslim diaspora. The word used is Bosnian War, but it was not a war, it was a genocide. Muslims were completely unprepared. They had no weapons, planes or tanks, and were facing a regular army of Serbia which was well trained and armed. More than 100,000 Bosnian Muslims were killed and women raped. The Bosnian War ended in 1995 after military intervention by Clinton. Had there been no outside military intervention, the Serbs would have wiped out entire Muslim Bosnia and Kosovo. The Serbian majority did not end war or gov, nor had any remorse for the slaughter of Bosnian Muslims. Serbia only stopped the Bosnian genocide because of external intervention. The military suffered badly due to airstrikes by USA. Economic sanctions were imposed by the world, and that started hurting the Serbian majority, and that led to the peace, and not because of any change of heart. The Bosnia Serbs leaders who were indicted for war crimes were finally arrested and sent to Hague Tribunal, where many were sentenced and are still in prison. But it happened only cause of economic sanctions hurt the Serbian majority and the gov, and they had to comply for the justice. Despite some leaders being punished and sentenced for war crimes, the Serbian majority did not suffer much for what they did to their Muslim neighbors and friends. Large parts of Bosnia territory and heritage still is under the Serbs Republic, which committed the genocide of Muslims after the Bosnian Peace Accord. And entire generations of Bosnian Muslims suffered trauma. Mass graves are still being found, and a lot of people never found their loved ones. But Bosnian Muslims learnt the lesson and are now more religious and closer to the Islamic world than ever before. Bottom line is that hatred under fascism does not ever end without external intervention and economic punishment to the perpetrators. And no matter how much you appease the majority, when the time comes, it's you are on own, and only your own kind will feel your pain and stand by you. Written by Sam. Audio powered by threadvoice.net.